Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelang, Sheni Molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I don't buzz alone, I buzz with the ever beautiful, shining, glowing, too many adjectives to describe us, so little time, beautiful by nature. Yeah, this week I had to throw it in because I was bombarded the last time I didn't do it. Those Rumi, hi.
Hi, and we thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Did I make?
Oh, you made up for it, yeah.
Okay.
You made up for last week's faux pas.
I'm glad. Guys, it's cold. Like, I don't know if God or the weather gods decided to put us on a deep freeze, but it is cold in Joburg.
Like, you feel out of sometimes, you know, especially August.
Yeah.
And September.
Yeah.
Like, you, at that time, you think winter's over.
And then
spring is about to
yeah.
To spring. And then August and September, like, but.
Wait, whoa.
Wait a minute. Akafich, I wanted to say something.
Yes.
That's how I feel it is right now, because we thought the weather was beautiful. It was getting warmer, you know. Summer is coming.
We were putting away our coats and everything. Well, and this weather did a parliament on us and did it on a point of order.
Yeah.
It says, wait.
Leapap.
Relax.
Yeah.
We hope that you do not do the same thing to us on social media platform, where you can be highly, highly interactive with us without any points of order. We have a very interesting conversation today. Quite contentious. But yeah, we will sort of try and navigate through this particular conversation. Oskar, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about something that we are all guilty of.
Absolutely.
We've all done it at one point or another in our lives, but we weren't aware, or maybe we were aware, but we just didn't have a name for it.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about micro-cheating.
Yes.
And what micro-cheating is my little act that for where now they might seem innocent, like reaching out to your ex, you know, being friendly to them on social media, liking their posts or whatever, you know what I mean? Things like that, they might seem innocent in the moment, but in actual fact, it's cheating. Or even just the casual flirting. You know, you meet a girl, omu chitinyana, go out training in the coffee shop or wherever, or go lining, go taxi, or go taxi, and then you say hi, you strike up a conversation. It's micro cheating.
Sure.
And it's things that we are all guilty of.
Yeah.
We've all done it at one point or another.
Yeah, yeah. Allowing people to slide in your DMs, entertaining
that as well.
It's quite a lot, actually. And to help us unpack this particular concept is our resident psychologist. He's starting to get more popular than us, and we need to get worried now. JP, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Good afternoon, you two. How are you?
Well, thanks. How
good
are you, JP?
How are you?
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
JP, in your expert terms, what does micro cheating include, or what is micro cheating?
Okay, so according to Dr. Weiss, he said that micro-cheating happens when you create small opportunities for affectionate behavior that falls outside of your relationship. So it's all that little unwritten rules in a relationship that is subjective. So each relationship is different, and these rules are different for each couple and their boundaries and expectations of each other. But it can be anything like replying to somebody on Instagram, muting something, why are you deleting those texts afterwards that your partner can't see it? It includes dressing differently for someone, or arranging your break times or coffee times or smoke times according to the other person who works with you is not in a relationship with you, so you can spend more time with them and, you know, maybe with expecting a bit more from just having a normal friendship chat.
Wow.
JP, are you finding that micro-cheating in today's context is probably committed or is further enhanced and entertained by the usage of our phones, because all of this that you're talking to speaks to the fact that we're spending a lot of time on our phones, and our phones are enabling us to sort of then tap or play into that micro-cheating terrain. So are our phones a greatest contributor to micro-cheating?
I believe phones definitely play a big part in it, but I still believe you have the choice in the end of are you going to use the phone for that purpose or not. I mean, we cannot have a block on your phone or an app or something that says, hey, you're going to cheat now, don't do this, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I do believe it makes it easier with social media and all of that. But it also has all its positive sides. I mean, to connect you to friends overseas, family that stays far away in COVID times to keep you safe while you have interaction with family. So phones have a good side, but definitely some people use it sometimes for the not-so-innocent side. And, I mean, even 41% of men admit to thinking about cheating on their partners, where women, only 28% admit that they do. So, yeah, I think that is, like, real cheating even, and not only micro-cheating. The micro-cheating stats are actually higher.
But then, JP, how do you check yourself as an individual, you know, to say, wait a minute, this is what I'm doing, it's wrong? How do you recognize those signs?
So I definitely think you must ask yourself that question. It's an introspection thing. Why are you doing this? Because the most solid relationships are built on trust. And you must be able to trust your friends and your partners on their phones and social media and everything, that you don't have to be like, oh, we have a shared account or whatever, or private accounts and so on. Yeah, I think you must ask yourself, why am I doing this? Emotionally, physically, sexually, why do I speak to other people like this? Why do I interact with another person that's not my partner in this way? Is it just because they're interesting and a good friend, or is it for a maybe, for keeping a door open of an ex, like you mentioned, or is it maybe to just test the waters with someone else and just to feel loved and admired? So the thing is, unfortunately, a lot of people base their self-esteem ranking or strength these days based on how many likes or loves or follows they get.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that impacts it because you want more, so now you show them a bit more. Now you want other people to react. Although you're in a relationship and happy with your partner, but some people don't know that. You sometimes hide that photo with your partner at the bottom of your page or whatever. Or you lock it so that your partner can't see the things, because you know if somebody sends you something, you're going to reply. And you must be asking yourself, why do you reply? Why do you just send a thank you? Or why do you send a heart? Or why don't you respond at all?
Yeah.
And then you must decide to yourself, do you think it is because you're unhappy in your relationship? Or is it literally just to meet new friends, and yeah, because you are a bit bored or something else is happening in your life that you want more acceptance from other people?
Okay, with the issue of, with the case of the ex, is it a question of now keeping a door open, you know, in case things don't work out, and then with issues that do not involve the ex, is it a question of seeking validation? Because you're not getting that validation in the relationship, therefore you're now seeking it elsewhere.
Oh, that's deep.
Which is...
Yo, that's...
I think
that's a very good question. That is so true. And the thing is, so after the first 6 months, then people start to get comfortable and they start to get each other's routine. So that first 6 months, like the honeymoon phase, and it's interesting. You want to find out more. You're still intrigued. It is so interesting to see the other person's gestures of love and reassurance and their prioritization of relationships. And all of it's so lacquer and so nice in that moment and in that first 6 months. But then when it gets comfortable, or when it gets all the honeymoon phase stuff gets gone, then you might go and look for greener fields, and you must ask yourself why. are you ready to settle? Do you know who you are? Are you developing with your partner, or do you want to develop on your own? But also, it's a very subjective view. That you must ask yourself, did you cross the line? And then can you trust your partner? And do you think that they will do it or not? And what is seen as jealousy, or what is smothering, or what is then possessiveness versus what is real care and showing interest? So some people will think, yeah, maybe there's a plan B that might be better, and that's why they're keeping that option open.
Yeah.
Where for other people, it will be like, let's just see who can I get to flirt with me. Because the more people that flirt with me, I still know that I'm still pretty, I still got this, I'm still, my style is nice, or whatever the case may be, and what they want to be seen in the world or perceived as, because they are basing their idea of this person based on photos and short videos, video clips of a small snippet of their life, and not even the full part of who this other person is.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. JP, finally, two questions from me. Firstly, how do we deal with micro-cheating? How do we confront it in a relationship context? How do couples sort of bring it up or sort of have the conversations around micro-cheating? And secondly, I think I'll touch briefly on what Khumi was talking about. You know, JP, can micro-cheating be confused with personalities? Because I often say, I, for one, I'm a very naturally friendly human being. And sometimes it might be interpreted as flirtatious or flirting with another human being. So do you find that there are some thin lines that we need to sort of navigate through when we're talking about micro-cheating?
Definitely. So when you and your partner discuss these things, I will get into how you can approach that now. But then you must be open with each other to set boundaries, to say, I believe this is cheating, I don't think that is cheating. But also be open and to see how that person is. If they call each other, hey, beautiful, but they only go to bed with you at night and they love you. That's just the name they give everyone to make other people feel welcomed and accepted or whatever. Then that's who they are. And that's why it's subjective. And each couple must talk about it. What is the boundaries that they have to set, and what do they feel is cheating? What do they feel is not cheating? What do they feel is okay? So have an honest and open conversation. So first go to a neutral place, like a park or a restaurant or something, where you can feel safe to share, where there's not too many people around, but where you can talk deeply without one of them getting angry, frustrated, and shouting and turning it into a fight, because you just want to be heard without judging and without wanting to impose yourself on the other person. So ask them questions. Do you think messaging someone with hearts is flirting, or do you think like it's just saying you care about them? How do you feel about that? And maybe to make them feel the expert, then you can get a bit more out of them. Then take steps to strengthen your relationship. So I always say, every month in my relationship, back in the day, I always have a theme for the month. Every anniversary or month anniversary, I had a poem, a song, a theme that went with it, a picture or a meme or something, a joke that went with it. And then also created data around that theme for the month. There's so many things that you can do to strengthen your relationship. Have different fantasies with each other and explain that with each other to keep things going and to keep things interesting. Even if it's to go through different challenges, make it interesting because you develop through those challenges. Life in a relationship especially is two people with two different backgrounds. To make it work is not easy to start off with. So the honeymoon phase is just love, and that kind of sometimes blind us for the rest of the reality stuff. So deal with reality together and grow with it together. Then chat about what counts as cheating, what is micro-cheating, and what is just friendship, as you said. And then the last one, have this conversation regularly. So don't stop after the first time or be mad and say you crossed the line. So it's a year later or whatever. How do you feel now about it? Do you think that I'm too calm around certain people or not? I don't want you to be possessive or smothering me, but if you feel like that I give other people the wrong idea, tell me why you think so, and then discuss it openly and honestly. But listen to each other's feelings without any judgment, and then try to compromise, because you are two people and you do have a bond. So keep that bond going and flourishing.
Absolutely, JP, and I hope people took all the notes. And again, it's really such a broad and new concept, because we still try to figure out what is right and what is wrong. But I think like you said, JP, it's important that we communicate. It's important that we keep checking on the relationship path, so that we know when are we doing right and when are we doing wrong. But what we definitely know is that you're always doing right, JP.
Me.
yes.
Very glad that you think so.
You're always doing right by us.
We also grow, but thank you so much. It's always place for development and growth. I always believe that.
Yes.
But thank you very much.
Absolutely. Once again, JP, big thank you to you. Hope to chat very, very soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers, JP.
Thank you, JP.
Have a great day.
Fascinating conversation from JP. And I hope those who are listening, I think the last bit had a lot of insight. I think also Khumi raised some quite important aspects to the conversation. And also it can get tricky when we go to personality and self-esteem and us one seeking validation. So then we go out and we do things and which we think they are okay, but there are so many other agendas or issues behind. And if we don't talk about them, then we wonder when people react by cheating, or react by sort of making themselves available for other relationships while they're still in a relationship.
And I think it's very important to be self-aware and to self-check.
Mm.
You know, like JP mentioned, why are you responding to this person's post with heart emojis?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's an ex or just a random stranger or maybe somebody that you perhaps know, why are you responding that way? Ask yourself that, you know, and hence I mentioned, you know, how do you self-check? Ask them, how do you self-check?
Yeah.
You know, it's things that you need to be aware of and to constantly ask yourself, why am I doing this?
Yeah. And chances are, we're not aware that we do it.
No.
And up until the partner then raises it, yeah. You know, and then we become defensive. Yes. But again, hence it's important that we communicate. And we talk about these things.
And that's why in the intro I say this is something that we are all guilty of, because we've all done it.
Yeah.
You know.
Knowingly you didn't know about it.
Yes. You know, like, why do you still have your ex's number?
Yeah.
Why haven't you deleted it?
Yeah.
We keep up for you.
Yep. So some people will say they naturally, like me, I don't delete things naturally. But again, it can be seen as such, because the question is why you still have it, you know.
Listen, so if there's nothing connecting you guys, you know, whether it's a child or maybe bills that you guys shared, if there's absolutely nothing connecting you, why do you still have that person's number?
Yeah.
You know, and then now you're in a new relationship and you're seeing his status or her status on WhatsApp or whatever, and you're commenting even.
Yeah.
Why?
So you open that door.
Like, what must happen? So
yeah, you open.
What must happen?
You open the door, and it's
exactly. And that is micro cheating. You know, you are doing these micro aggressions.
Seems small.
Yeah.
Seems small, but the impact, and some of the time, as I said, the smallest things that we give attention to grow.
And these micro actions that you're busy doing, they can now grow into something.
That's what I'm saying.
Because now this person knows that you have their number or whatever, and maybe you guys keep in touch. Happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, happy.
All of a sudden.
And then sneering, hello, stranger.
After all, hey, can we meet? Yeah, let's meet.
Whether it is so. Hello, stranger.
Let's meet.
Exactly. And then that now turns into something else.
Manifests, you know? in. But hence I said again,
it's no longer micro cheating. It is just cheating.
Yeah. Then you micro cheat and you are now warming things up like the microwave.
Yeah.
So I said, leave, guys. I said, leave. Please talk to your partners. Self-check, as JP said. Ensure that if you're in a relationship, we get complacent and we don't tell our people that they're doing the right thing. So it's important that you check and also give validation and also understand your partner's love languages. I think that is absolutely important.
Oh, that is very, very important.
Absolutely important. Because sometimes we say, ah, but she knows, or he knows that I love him, yeah, or I love her. Yeah. So it's important that we do that. Absolutely. Another thing that is very important to do consistently is following us on our social media platforms.
Oh, yeah. No, we are on Facebook at Daily Sun.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or find us at our beautiful, beautiful forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, guys. And hence I say, we are rapidly getting to that 50 episode mark,
and it's all thanks to you.
Thank you for the overwhelming love and support that we receive, and the love and the DMs. Some of them are very spicy, but most of them are very, very loving and very, very thoughtful. We are thankful and we are highly appreciative of all of the love that we are receiving. Another thing that we know that you love and appreciate is the cloth cloth, especially if the weather is like this. Please, when you are going to go there protected, go there kitted. What does that mean? Strapped. Condoms, guys. Let's condomize people.
Yeah.
Let's condomize. The Khumi said, guys, they're not more than, it's more than 20 bucks.
Oh, woman.
It's not, and they come in threes, right?
Got 20 randa.
Get nice three. Oh,
sharp.
Another thing that we need to run to is run to get vaccinated, everybody. Last I checked, we were sitting on 10% of the population that is vaccinated. We need to. Are we hearing about fourth waves? We need to ensure by that time, at least we are close to the herd immunity, which is 70% of people that need to be vaccinated. Because we need to get to that somewhat of a normality. We need to get the economy going. We need to see people and get somewhat back to our normal lives.
Yeah, be like the like this girl right here.
She's vaccinated. And I'm right
behind. Get the jab.
She's right behind. And the next time I'm going to be on the show, I would have either taken my first jab, or because I'm a special baby, I probably just Johnson & Johnson this whole thing. One jab and out.
Wow. Okay.
One jab and out. And
the
hope.
The Zegate,
yes,
cohort.
Yes.
We see ya.
Yes. So let's,
the
yes,
with your hubby.
Yes. We so let's, ya, let's, guys, let's all do the same. Let's all rally behind each other. Conspiracy theories, can we leave them at the door? Can we leave them on our own personal opinions? And let's get the country going by vaccinating every single person, everybody.
Yeah.
But once again, a big thank you to you for listening to us. Big thank you to JP for his wonderful insight again. And once again, if you see me on the streets, do know that I'm Lungs Mbella, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiefs Corp, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Romy Siabi, still without an outro, but it's right.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.